Last Friday, 40 North hosted the first pickup event for a new type of CSA. The Champagne Arts Group hasn't entered the agriculture business. Instead of offering a share of a farmer's crops, they are promoting community-supported art.
Why are they doing this? To help artists make a living.
The CSA came about because we were exploring different programs that could help fund some visual artists. It was really large cities that were doing it, but we thought that Champaign-Urbana could handle it.
That's Kelly White, the director of 40 North. Her organization had no trouble finding buy-in to the program. Shareholder Laura Billemark was happy to pay $300 up front for one of 25 shares. In return, Billemark receives a piece from 9 different local artists. 5 pieces tonight and 4 more in April.
I just thought this was a great opportunity to actually meet the artists and get some locally grown artwork. I'm excited.
The artists are happy to sell. Instead of creating a bunch of pieces and hoping for the best, the artist is paid first and given the freedom to create what they'd like. Robert Chapman was one of the artists.
My piece is mixed media etching and then acrylic and colored pencil on the etchings.
This first pickup was hosted by one of the shareholders. Her house, an exquisite showroom of art from around the world, buzzed with anticipation from artists and shareholders alike. This was the first time the shareholders would see any of the pieces they purchased.
It's like Christmas.
I know. Oh, I love this. I'm so excited.
Billemack and her husband weren't disappointed.
Oh, that's really cool. He just said he was hoping to get that piece.
I love that.
Artist Robert Chapman says his piece is autobiographical.
It's called The Acrobat. I often say that for me, making art is like walking out on a tightrope over a raging river full of monsters and broken glass. And so not only was it a metaphor for that concept, but the piece itself became a challenge like that. I had a time constraint and there was techniques that I had never used before, and I was challenged all the way along to make it work, but it turned out in the end, so it was very exciting.
I think it's so fun that we have a little bit of everything. You know, it's not all the same. So we have some prints, and we have some ceramic, and a piece of jewelry, you know, some matted, some not. So it's totally cool.
40 North is beginning plans for a second round of the new CSA program. I'm Amanda Hunnickfort, Illinois Public Media.